sometimes when you're really beginning something or when you're ready to shift into the next level and you feel like you've already hit that one breakthrough a while ago, but now you're ready to hit another breakthrough and things seem like it's at a lull and things seem like it's stagnant and you feel like maybe you're regressing because you're not growing, oftentimes it's not the big, boldest next step that you have to take that you're going to see the most return on your investment, or you're going to see the biggest manifestation come into your life. Sometimes it's about the little repetitions. Sometimes it's about how you're doing something, because how you do anything is how you do everything. So how have you been managing your life? How have you been talking to yourself? How have you been showing up for yourself? Have you been a person of your word? Have you been super clear on the vision that you're painting for your future, for your reality? Are you stuck in the past? Are you driving the car of your life, constantly looking in the rearview mirror, asking yourself, when will I ever get there? When will I ever get there? But then you're crashing along the way and your tire falls off and you're running out of gas because you're not looking forward. You're not keeping yourself anchored in the destination where you're going and enjoying the car ride along the way, playing your favorite songs, eating a little snack, rolling the windows down. Maybe your version of a car is a convertible and so you're speeding and the top is down and you feel it through your hair and you're singing at the top of your lungs and you're on the highway. That is how you could be navigating this life as your next level self, as your upgraded self. Or are you scared to drive? Are you so anxious? Every little bump makes you go, oh my gosh, what was that? You know, your tires are falling off. You don't know how to change it. You're asking everyone to help you. You run down on the side of the road. Your car's not even working anymore. It's starting to smoke. And you're like, how do I do this? What is happening? What is going on? That does not have to be you. And the fact that you're here right now, the fact that you're activated, the fact that you're consenting to receive, the fact that you're breathing in, the fact that you are resonating with this is showing me that you're ready to get that Lamborghini going, get that Ferrari going. What kind of car are you even driving? And we're using this metaphor to help bring some clarity on how you've been functioning in this life, how you've been living your life recently. Have you been living the same exact life for the past month, the past few weeks, the past year, past few years? And if that's the case, but you're looking to become your next level self, you're looking to become her, you're looking to be inspired, you're looking to fulfill yourself, you're looking to have the best relationships in the world that you feel are serving you romantically, platonically, family-wise, business-wise, if you're looking for all of that, but you are driving this run-ass down car, it literally smells, there's holes in the seats, things are broken, things are falling off, and you are not maintaining your own vehicle, the way that you navigate life, no wonder you're not at your next level yet. And you keep blaming everything. Oh, it's the car dealership that sold me this car. I never asked to have this car, right? I don't know how to drive a stick. I don't know, you know, where I'm actually going. I refuse to ask for directions to my destination. I refuse to plug into mentorship. I refuse to ask anybody for help. I'm just going to continue doing it my way. Keep on doing things that I feel. But then you see everyone else in the cars next to you and you're like, damn, why am I not there yet? Why am I not in that car? Everyone else is having so much fun driving and why am I not driving it so well, right? Why in the world does it seem so easy for everyone else? And when someone says that they're going to go somewhere, they go and they just do it and I just see them and they're just trailblazing and they're flying down the road and they're not even scared. They have this wild abandonment and their car is never out of gas and things over there are not broken. Why is it me? Why is it me? Well, my love, take a moment to maybe analyze everything that you've been doing and how you've been doing it. Take a moment to say, you know what? I don't like the way that I've been driving. So change the way you've been driving. Change the focal point of where you're navigating to. Stop getting caught up in your own head. Stop getting in your own way. You are not as scared as you are pretending to be. And I say pretending because truthfully, I think some of you are pretending to be scared to stay safe. I think some of you are pretending that you cannot take massive action because you're scared of who you're going to be once you get there. But in reality, you're going to be a happier, healthier version of yourself. You're going to be exactly who you were meant to be the moment that you were born. And that's exactly why we're here. That's exactly why we're here. So that you can understand that becoming your next level self sometimes isn't about the biggest, boldest action. Sometimes it is. And if you feel that, go for it. But sometimes it's just how you decide to plug in, tap into you, how you decide to recalibrate your energy. Are you energy cleansing? Are you healing your energy? Are you investing in yourself? Are you investing in the right rooms with the right people, with the right resources, having the right questions, having the right mindset, having the right integrity, having the right consistency, motivation, determination? So many of you are like, well, I'm waiting for the motivation to hit. Oh, I do want this lifestyle, but I'm not consistent. These are all things that you've decided. You decided to not be consistent. You decided to not have motivation. You decided not to be determined. I promise you, you can give me every single reason in the book or excuse in the book as to why you're not your next level self. And I can simply reply to every single thing by, you didn't choose it. You didn't choose it fully. You think you chose it. You want it, but that's not fully choosing it. That's not deciding that's where you're going. And so I don't want you to sit here and hop off of this live stream and say, oh, that was good. I just felt so activated and empowered. I'm ready to do the thing. And then something trips you up. Something happens as you're navigating that life for yourself. And you're like, oh, back to square one. Ugh, let me just go get another Reiki session. Let me just go tap right back into that live stream because I need that again. And that's good. If you need that frequency, yes, tap in. Tap in as much as you possibly can. Get as much exposure to that kind of frequency that uplifts you as much as you can. But what's even better is allowing yourself to always have that frequency within you in the first place and tapping into that whenever you need to, not just when I go on a live stream, not just when you have Wi-Fi, not just when you have some time to scroll, but when you have a moment to yourself and say, okay, I'm reshifting, I'm recalibrating, I'm getting back into the present moment. I'm repainting that vision of where I'm going. I realize that I tripped up on a small rock on my way navigating through this life in this car, and I decided to have a breakdown and cry all about it, but in reality it was just a little tiny bump, right? But if you had the tools, if you had the practices, if you had the technique, if you had the consistency, then you would realize that maintaining that frequency that you're feeling right here, right now, is much easier, and you don't need anyone else. You only need yourself. You only need the you who's here right now, showing up for yourself every single day, super determined, allowing yourself to say, you know what, I'm not feeling my best. Let's see how I can get into a different state of being. Because truly, how you decide to be, that is going to get you everything that you desire. Sometimes before you even realize that you're trying to manifest it or that you want to manifest it, it's just something that comes from the universe already. Something that is natural, something that is organic, something that is second nature, where you don't have to constantly strain or force or try. Try is an illusion. Let me know if you guys follow me on Instagram, because I drop some massive downloads and some massive codes over there. Things that I don't drop here on TikTok. So if you're not following me on Instagram, make sure that you're following me over on there. But there was a post that I made that was talking about, you are believing so many illusions and you think that they're the truth and you're making them your reality. And trying is an illusion. The illusion of trying is so dangerous because you're like, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to run my business. I'm trying to scale. I'm trying to become a millionaire this year. I'm trying to get in the most perfect shape of my life. I'm trying to have a beautiful, healthy, secure attachment to my partner in this relationship. I'm trying to have a child. I'm trying to make a family. What is try? Like, truly, what is try? What is try? There's only do. Because if you take the action and you're being the person and you have the energy to back it up, you receive what it is that you want. Yes, there will be trials and tribulation. And then you just do more, you be more, you act as if, you clear your energy, you protect your energy, you set the boundaries, you rewrite your life story, you clear out any of the energetic debris that is weighing you down. You get refocused, you get recentered. And then bam, that's when things shift and that's when things happen for you. There is no try. Trying is you allowing yourself to believe that just a little bit of effort and a little bit of changes for a small, really small time is going to get you everything that you want, and that's just not the case, and you know it. So stop playing small and allow yourself to normalize dreaming bigger, playing bigger, becoming more activated. Normalize that pattern that in your body over and over and over and over again, especially if you're trying to create new habits for yourself. Because every single habit that you have that is aligned to your next level self, that's what's gonna make you become them so much faster. Where you start to collapse these timelines and you quantum leap and you're like, wow, the me who was me 3 weeks ago is like nothing compared to who I am right now, the me that I am right now. But it takes you first, it takes you first. So how are you getting in your own way? Let's reveal some of the illusions that you've been believing. How have you been functioning and navigating? How have you been driving? Let me know in the chat, what is the kind of car that you're driving? Not literally, figuratively. Are you in that Lamborghini? Are you in that Ferrari? Are you in that BMW? Or are you in a broken down? And it's okay, it's totally fine, but let's be real. Are you in this broken down, jaggedy car? It's like a lemon. Doesn't even like start on the first try. Gotta jump it every single day. And you're like, why is it so hard to drive? I just wanna go to where I'm going in this life. But I have this beat down car. Like, no, you can shift it in a moment. It's not the physical reality, so that can shift in a moment. That can happen in a moment. We're not talking about physical cars, we're talking about the car of your embodiment. That's the vehicle. Your emotion, your energy in motion, that's what drives your life, right? So what kind of car are you driving? How are you getting, you know, in your own way? What's blocking you? What are the illusions that you're believing in? Let me know in the chat. Let me know in the chat. I'm gonna read some things that you guys have been sending my way. Read some things that you guys are sending along the way. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. How are you getting in your own way? What is the vehicle that you are driving? If you just hopped onto this live stream, hello, we're doing Reiki for your next level self. Consent to receive and let us know that you're ready by sending next level in the chat. I don't know what I really want to do with my life. Scarlett, I would disagree with you. You have so many moments of contrast and negativity and things that you don't want in this life, which equally mean that on the other side of the spectrum, you know exactly what you want. You're just afraid to claim it. You know exactly what you want. You know what makes you happy. You know what makes you feel like you're having fun. You know what activates you. You know what makes you laugh. You know what makes you feel inspired. You know what excites you. You know what makes you feel very enthusiastic. You know what makes you feel like a kid again. You know what makes you feel like you're in the zone. You know, don't play tricks on yourself. That is an illusion. The fact that you say that you don't know what you want to do with your life, that's a lie. Maybe you don't have the exact title, right? You know what you want to do with your life. You want to create, you want to play, you want to go for it big, you want to make some money, you want to be happy in your relationships, you want to be happy in your own skin, you want to look good, you want to feel good, you want to inspire other people, you want to connect to other people, you want to learn. You want to do new things. You want to travel. You want to sightsee. That is what you want to do with your life. Don't pin it down to just, oh, this one thing. Everyone has this one thing that they want to do. No, everyone wants to do everything in this life. And if they say that they don't, they're kidding themselves because they actually do. And really, if you believe them when they say that they don't really know, it's because they're asleep. They're asleep. They're asleep. They're asleep. And if there's one thing that I'm going to help you do today is reawaken. Reawaken. You've been asleep. Wake up. This is a life that is all yours, that you get to co-create with the universe, that you get to live through, and you get to create different things, different experiences, different conversations, different energy. You get to be inspired and then inspire others. You get to feel alive. Wake up. Wake up. You do know what you want. You do know what you want. Now go ahead and claim it and go after it. You know exactly what you want because duality exists. You can't just have one thing in this life without having another. That's just the law of polarity, the law of duality. So the fact that you don't know certain things, yes, you do, because you dislike certain things. So you know what you do like. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Betty, you are powerful enough. Betty, you are. You are. That's an illusion that you are believing in, right? I'm not powerful enough. Yes, you are. Where in your life did that belief start for you? What in your life happened that made you believe that you don't have enough power to do something. Because the fact that you even have that dream, the fact that your heart is even telling you that that's a desire that you want, means that there's a future version of yourself who has that, which means that you are powerful enough to receive that, right? The people who are perceived to be the most powerful just own it. And they try new things and they put in the reps of their life. They put in the reps of their life. So what does that mean? Do something that excites you and do it over and over and over and over and over and over again, as long as it keeps exciting you. And if it doesn't excite you, do something new. And then do something new, 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 and then get out of your environment and then talk to new people and do something new and get re-excited and see yourself in a different light and do that consistently over and over and over and over and over again. Something that I want to share with you guys is my recent journey. I behind the scenes of Mystique Awakening, as like Melody, as a human outside of my own brand, I have been going through it. But I decided that even though I'm going through it, I'm not going to allow myself to go through it and say, woe is me. I'm going to go through it and say, whoa, it's me. Because I know that life is very similar to a trampoline, right? Where the lower you go, the higher you go. But if you're only letting yourself go a little bit low, you're only gonna get a little bit high, and it's gonna take you a lot of effort to build that momentum to go as high as you wanna go. And because I know that, I said, I know I'm headed to like this tower moment, divine intervention, life-changing thing, and I'm gonna use this as a catalyst for my growth, a catalyst for my expansion. Why? Because I deserve to feel that way about myself. I deserve to change my perspective in a way that's going to shift my life positively, instead of allowing myself to go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into a spiral to live a life that I know I don't want to live. Why? Not only for me, but for you. You are all my mission. You are all my family. You are all my community. And so if I don't show up for myself, if I don't expand myself, if I decide to go into my own woes of despair, I can't show up for you to help wake you up, to get you out of your woes of despair, to make you shift your perspective positively. I won't be able to do my job of awakening the world the way that I know it can be awakened if I'm over here asleep. I have to do my job. You may not have that responsibility of others, of having a huge community in the online space, but you do have a community. You do have a community in your household or at work or in your business or even in just your relationships that are close proximity to you. You do have a community, right? Who love you, who want good for you. And as you rise, they rise. So if you have this vision of the world looking a certain way that you know it could be, start being that world within yourself first, and it's gonna impact and influence others as well, okay? So with me going behind the scenes, right? Unraveling the Mystique Awakening brand, going into the human self of Melody that you see here, going through it, but having fun on my way. I can be in the scary parts of a roller coaster and want to close my eyes and probably say, I want to get off this damn ride, it's so scary. But I know that we're going to get out of that tunnel. And I know that we're going to start doing the flips, and then we're going to start to see the sky, and then we're going to make it super powerful. I remember, and I'm going to go on a riff here, because I knew that this live stream was going to be more than just a Reiki session today. I'll get back into it. But this is an activation. This is just transmission. This is something that I feel from spirit. This is what I feel from source, and it's coming through me to be able to share with you. My like little human body won't be able to contain all this. It has to be given to you, and that's exactly why I do the mentorship that I do. But I remember there was a moment where I was so scared of roller coasters, like so scared, like just undeniably like shivering. I remember getting on the roller coasters and like sitting there and like knowing that the only way I could like get through the roller coaster is if I closed my eyes. And so I would hop in after waiting 3 hours in line, sit on the roller coaster, and the very first thing I would do is close my eyes. I'm like breathing heavy, like meditating, but I don't even know what meditation is at that time. I'm like so young, and I'm like closing my eyes. And then I remember I did that for every single roller coaster. And then there is a person, the conductor, and was like, are you good? Like, are you fine? Because like, do you need to get off? Like, are you okay? And I'm just like, no, like I'm fine. Like, I just got to close my eyes. And I just remember giving me like this look, like, why do you have to like close your eyes? And my friends were always like, open your eyes, open your eyes, open your eyes. So there's this one roller coaster, okay? And it has a part of it where it's a tunnel. And it's not a crazy flip or a dip or anything like that. It's just like you go through this tunnel, there's a whole bunch of lights, it looks really pretty. And my friend was like, every single time we go on this ride, your eyes are closed that you cannot see all of the beautiful, you know, lights that are happening, and it's so cool, and it's not even the scariest part of the roller coaster, and I promise you'll be fine. And the second you get out of the tunnel, you just close your eyes back. And I was so scared to even do that. But then I was like, okay, fine. Like, just tell me when the part of the tunnel is coming, the lights, and I can see the pretty lights. And you know what happened? I opened my eyes and I saw the lights and it was amazing. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. And I made it to the end of the tunnel and I had the choice to close my eyes, but I didn't. I kept my eyes open. And what I saw was amazing. I was flinging through the air. I saw the clouds. It was scary. My stomach was dropping. I saw all the people who look like ants. I'm flipping upside down. I'm like, oh my God, this is literally amazing. And from that moment on, I would go on every single roller coaster and keep my eyes open. And instead of being afraid of the power of the roller coaster or the sounds that were happening or the screams or the velocity and the dips, I used that as energy. And the more I became spiritually awakened, and then the further I started going on roller coasters, like the older I got, I realized like this is such an amazing time to like absorb all the energy of the roller coaster. Like there's moments where you feel like you're flying, there's moments where you're going so fast, you're literally like time traveling, you know, like when you're going up like higher and higher and higher in elevation. And time actually changes for you, like time travel, right? And so as I was like awakening more to the idea of energetics and embodiment and like all these different things, like on a quantum and physical level, I was like, oh my gosh, I can sit here on this roller coaster and absorb all this powerhouse energy and like bring it into my manifestations and bring it into my life. And so that was a way that I can cultivate that within me because I was literally physically flying through it, right? And so are there moments in life that you are perceiving yourself, perceiving to be, that it's very, very scary, but it's actually not that scary. Like, it's really not if you were to just open your eyes and embrace what was actually happening, to have that clarity to see, right? The fact that I closed my eyes in a moment where I was having fear kept me blind to the truth of the matter. And the truth of the matter was that I was scared of nothing. I was scared of absolutely nothing, but I was missing everything, okay? I want to add on to this by saying more recently, with all the transitions that I've been going through, something I have dedicated to myself is I'm going to work out every single day, like work out, like do weight training and like do like heavy lifting stuff. And that's the first time in my life I've ever decided to do that. I had done like some Pilates here and there. I'm doing a lot more now. I did yoga all the time. Like I was a yoga stretcher person, but like you can't just stretch yourself all the time. You need the muscles too. Like you need the strength. And so I decided to really go all in on myself. And every single day for over a month now, I've been working out. I've been doing the Pilates. I've been going to the gym. I've been going out, like doing like partner dancing with people, like just like expanding my horizons and getting into my physical body in a new way. Because whatever it is that I teach you guys as a student, as a client in my programs, I'm always actively embodying that myself. And I realized that I was weak in the area of healing my physical body because I wasn't expanding my physical body. And if I'm not expanding and growing, I'm dying, right? And so I wanted to change my body and I wanted to do it through the way of working out. And what I realized is that working out, just like anything else in this world, is a beautiful metaphor and example of how to navigate this life and what it means to actually live and do something for yourself and see results, even if you're just taking little steps. Because my workout routines are not like me, like bench pressing so much or for so long, but it's the fact that I decided to dedicate that time for myself every single day, no matter how big or how small. Sometimes I only have 20 minutes to do a workout, and sometimes I have a full hour or an hour and a half. And I don't look down on myself for the times that I can only do 10 minutes because I know that there's another day where I can do much more and hold much more, right? And so where in your life can you be putting in more of that repetition? Because I tell you, once I started doing that and committing to myself at any point in time that I had, like, okay, this is the time where I get to work out, and I started to see myself get stronger. I started to see my body change, my weight change, my energy levels change. I have soreness in my body and I love it. I love lifting things and going, ow, I'm sore. Like it's just something about it is like, I grew, I'm stronger, I'm better. I'm better than the me that was just yesterday. I'm better than the me that was just 10 minutes ago. And so where in your life have you been not putting in some of those reps? And if you're holding that vision in your life, that next level version of who it is that you are in that upgraded lifestyle, and you know that you're weak in certain areas, where are you not putting in the reps? Put in those reps and make that change. You totally got it. I'm gonna read what you guys have to say in this chat. And I know that some people are like, I'm only here for Reiki. I don't like when you talk, but I don't care. Like, I know that this work changes lives, and this is exactly why people hire me and pay me thousands of dollars for this kind of work, because it's a transformation. It's a transformation that they get where they know it's like a portal when they go into this, when they tap in, when they stay consistent, when they go all in on themselves and have this beautiful picture to anchor them in of that next level self, they will shift there, and they'll shift there quickly. There's no hoping in a bad way. There's no trying. There's just doing. There's just being, right? I have this mentor. She always talks about be, do, have, not have, and then be, and then do, or whatever, or have, do, and be. You don't have it first. You become it first. And then you take that action that helps you subconsciously and nervous system-wise and energetically feel like that version who already has it, right? Be, do, and have. Or do you have things tripped up? And if there's anything that I'm saying here, this is like literally a masterclass. Like this, I think I'm gonna go on a podcast episode right after this and like share some of the things that we've been going over today, because I know it's gonna change someone's life. Like I know it's going to change someone's life. But I feel like this is definitely like a masterclass. But if there's anything that really landed with you or stuck with you, write me landed or a bullseye, a target emoji in the chat. Let me know. Give me 1 second, guys. I just have to clear up some people in this chat real quick. We're gonna get back into the Reiki, but like this needed to be said today because someone needed to hear it. And let me know if that was you. Maybe you're like, I don't even know what we're doing here, but I'm like enjoying it. Or you were like, no, I needed this and I didn't even know that I needed this today. Let me know if that's you. Someone's wildest dreams. How do I forgive myself and let go of being bitter? Forgiving yourself, there's different techniques. One that I really love is a Hawaiian emotional release and healing and forgiveness technique called Ho'oponopono. And that one is beautiful because it allows you to like reduce all of the projections that you've given on yourself and that other people have given to you, but more specifically the projections that you've been giving yourself. And so I believe there are 4 phrases and you just repeat them over and over and over. And the more that you repeat them, the more that you have that intentionality with it. And when you're repeating these words, it's a very specific sequence. I think it goes, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And I remember when I did that like technique for the first time, I did it for someone else because I was going through a really challenging time in my own psyche, in my own mind, in my own body. I was going through a very, very difficult time of like putting so much blame and resentment and like bitterness onto that other person. And I'm like, this is actually poisoning me. The more that I have these emotions, the more that I have this energy that is going externally, like outwards to them, that is so negative, I know that I'm gonna get that back karmically. And it doesn't help me in any way to harbor this and to hold on to this. So I looked up different techniques and different ways to heal. This is like right at the beginning of my spiritual awakening. And I found Ho'oponopono and I did that. And I was like, this is so like liberating. This was such an inspiration to me of how your mind alters so many things and how your emotions just play into what your mind is telling you and who you're being behind the scenes. And so right after I did the technique and I felt so good, I was like, I'm gonna do this for myself. Like, how many versions of myself have I still been blaming? How many versions of myself have I been accusing? How many versions of myself have I, you know, made feel inferior or like inadequate or insecure? And I was like, probably too freaking many. So I sat there and I did that over and over and over. And I think I was saying those 4 phrases, because you can say it for however long. And this is the kind of work that we do in my programs too, for those of you who are like, what, you know, like, how is it to work with you? This is one of the things that I go over in my program, because I think it is so important for everyone to know, to be able to do, to forgive themselves. But you do it for as long as you feel comfortable doing, that you feel that you actually had an emotional release and that shift has actually been made, like permanently. And you can redo it like a day later, a week later, if you feel like you need to. But I remember I did that for about an hour or an hour and a half for myself. And like my whole entire life changed from there. And it's something I don't take lightly. And I don't say that as like a hyperbole. It really changed how I conduct myself. And it changed the whole entire rest of my life. So for you, someone's wildest dreams, I don't know your name, I only know your username, but that Ho'oponopono technique is literally perfect for forgiveness, whether it's you or someone else. And that will definitely help you go, help you let go of being bitter, because it allows you to apologize to yourself, to like put that surrender flag up and really like bow down to yourself as a human, as a spirit, as a divine intellectual being. And it gives you the chance to apologize, and it's very humbling. It's very, very humbling. And from there you say, please, please forgive me. And it's like there's a version of you that's pleading for forgiveness, and then there's a version of you that is accepting of that forgiveness, that makes that an actual reality for yourself internally. And as we all know, your internal reality shifts your external reality. So when you're able to heal that and you're able to accept that, and then you say thank you, you're showing that appreciation, you're showing the affirmation of I hear you, I hear your request for forgiveness, and I am accepting of it, I'm allowing it, I receive it, I'm going to have this permeate within my own being. And then you say I love you, I love you, which is so powerful to hear from yourself. Because how many times a day do you go and you ridicule yourself, or you act like you're a victim, or you blame yourself for something, or you're hard on yourself, you over critique yourself, you're judgmental of yourself, you are engaging in negative self-talk, you know, how many times you do that in the day? And then how many times do you do the reverse of that, right? Because I tell my clients, like, as negative as you think of yourself, as negatively as you think of yourself, you should be equally thinking positive to at least balance it out, to at least have that neutrality, right? If not more, so that you can lean towards that positive version of who you are, right? But so many of you are sitting here thinking like, oh, woe is me. I always have this negative self-talk. I have these intrusive thoughts. I always make the wrong choice. I self-sabotage. I do this, 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 and this. And so many of you, which the kicker is, especially in this healing journey, which is a little bit of a love and a shove, because I love you all dearly. And this is exactly why I do the work that I do, because I have so much care and compassion for you, because I know what it feels like to literally be down and out, or literally feel like I'm on the precipice of a breakthrough and always feel like something's coming and always feel like blessings are going to rain down on me. And it's going to be right around the corner, and then it never shows up. Like, I know what that's like. And I also know what it's like to actually say, I can actually walk around that corner. Like, I can walk around that corner and make that breakthrough happen. And then here we go. Let's go to the next breakthrough, right? Let's climb the other mountain peak. So I say this as a love and a shove for you, but so many of you are aware of everything that you would like to heal, why it happened, how it started, how it's showing up for you, the symptoms that you're experiencing, how you keep self-sabotaging. And some of you even know how you can go about healing it, or transmuting that energy, alchemizing that energy, getting more into a balanced and peaceful state, and you still don't do it. You still choose the former version of yourself for whatever reason. And it's all a mental shift. It's all an energetic shift, emotional, physical, spiritual. That's why we work through all four of those energetic bodies in our work together. We go through healing the physical body, the emotional body, mental body, spiritual body, but you still don't do it, right? It takes those shifts, it takes that awareness, yes, but then it takes the action and the decision, and then it takes the consistency after that. So you cannot become your next level self if you're not ready to have that kind of consistency. And if you're not taking radical responsibility, but you have this radical awareness, you're going to drive yourself crazy. You're going to always know what is quote unquote wrong with you. Not that anything's wrong with you. It's just imbalances. That's all it is. And then we heal them and you're good, right? Like, that's truly all that it is. I want to take this healing, you know, perspective that you have in your mind and simplify it and reduce it to like what it truly actually is. It's just all healing is imbalances that require some balance so that you can regain that sense of neutrality and peace and harmony. But if you're sitting here having so much awareness of everything that you're doing and how you're getting in your own way and the people that you may need to cut out or set boundaries, you know, and all the actions that you need to be taking to become that next level self, and you're not doing it, it's simply because you're not deciding all the way to go in on yourself. And sure, there could be things of self-worth and self-trust and all these things. Yeah, I can understand that all. There's still skills that you can strengthen, just like putting repetitions in the gym, or just like deciding like open one eye on that scary ass roller coaster. That's all it really takes. All right, that's all it really takes. So if anything's landing for you guys, let me know. by writing down land in the chat. I know we're very like quiet in the chat right now. Okay, we see Anna, Veronica. Okay, I see you guys now. Melody, oh my God, that's a very beautiful way to spell that name. My name's Melody, but I don't spell it that way. That's so cute. I love that. Love that. Love that. How many of you have something that you're aware of, but like you haven't made that shift to go all in on yourself, right? Or what have you been like putting off that you know? Someone says here, I know I've been putting off like doing yoga. This is a confirmation. Yeah, totally. Wake up. Like this is why I'm here. Mystique awakening. The awakening part is because I knew I was here to help wake you guys up. Because there are moments and there's still times where I am asleep. It's not that I'm living my whole entire life 100% like awakened. That is, you know, the goal for the most part, but I'm also okay being that human version of myself, knowing that it's going to be the uphills and like the downhills, and it's going to be the ebbs and the flows. And as long as I know how to shift myself in those ebbs from a point of saying this is gonna happen forever and this is always gonna be my reality. Like, no, everything is temporary, and you have to claim that everything is temporary, the good times, the bad times too. But when you see those ebbs, we don't constrict, we just surrender. We just allow, we just shift. We know how to understand when our intuition is letting us know, like, hey, think this way, feel this way, do this one thing, talk to this one person, make that one appointment, invest in that one program, ask a question to that one mentor, and then you actually do it and you take that inspired action. Okay, so who else feels like they're in their own way, and in what way? What way are you in your own way? If you're driving that car of your life, what does your car look like? How does it feel like to drive? Could you make it easier for yourself to drive that car? Can you make it more fun to drive that car of life? You are the vehicle. Okay, you get to choose. You get to choose, and you get to decide, and you get to decide right now. If you're claiming something, if you're claiming this next level of yourself, and I don't mean in a year from now, I don't mean in like 5 more days, I don't mean when you feel like you have more money, or you feel like you're in that perfect relationship, or you have that right job, or you have that right car, or you have that right house, or you got into the school that you wanted to go to. Like, I don't care about any of that. I care about, are you making the decision right now with all the tools, the resources, and the energy that you have? Because that's what gets you to the next level. It's not waiting, it's not trying, it's be, do, and have. So who can you be right now? Who is that person that can then do what it is that you know will get you to that next level version, so that you can have that be an actual lived experience, not just a dream? We're here to bridge that gap, to get you from A to B. Right? And if right now you don't really have that bridge, that's okay. That's exactly why I'm here. And I'm always going to tell you, it's just a couple things. In my latest Instagram post, the one where I talk about the illusion of trying, what I said was 3 things. Keep in mind, just 3 things change your life forever, right? You could do it in a couple different ways. The way that you decide to do it can vary, but very simple. Rewire your subconscious programming that has conditioned you to be the person that you are right now, maybe in survival mode or in an autopilot that is no longer serving you but did serve you in the past, but then you got used to it and it's familiar, but now it needs to change, right? Change into that next level version. Because once you give evidence to your subconscious and proof that you are doing and doing and doing and being and being and being that version of you that you have in your mind, that you can anchor into them, it then makes your subconscious say, oh, this is what you want us to familiarize. This is what you want us to make comfortable. This is what the new normal is. This is what the new standard is. Let's give you more of that in your external reality to give you more evidence of that, right? So rewiring your subconscious programming and conditioning, nervous system regulation, right? Are you dysregulated in your nervous system? Are you not listening to your body? Are you not listening to your emotions? Are you not clearing out the thoughts that you have in your head that are keeping you at a standstill or keeping you playing smaller, not dreaming bigger, staying more silent, not saying your truth, right? Shying away from moments when you can be more in your own power. How can you make that more of a calming experience for you, even if it's super nerve-wracking? It was nerve-wracking for me to get on the damn roller coaster that was scary as hell, And I'm just a little kid closing my eyes. Like, this is the only way I can get through this. I hate that I'm here. Like, I'm just only here because my friends dragged me here. And, like, I can't back out now because I waited 3 hours in line. And, like, that's a sunken cost that I'm not willing to let go of. And why would I pay to be in this amusement park if I wasn't going to, like, ride on a roller coaster? So let me just close my eyes. And I had to normalize it's all right to open your eyes. And it's all right to be scared because the fear being a part of the process is what makes it a fun ride. I have friends now that don't want to ride on certain roller coasters because they don't feel the fear anymore. They're like, I don't want to do that when it's not big enough, right? It's like when you were someone, like I used to go rock climbing a lot when I lived in California, like a lot. And I would go and I would do these like walls and I'm like, just like a baby rock climber. And I'm like climbing this rock wall and I'm like so scared. And then like I look at my friends and I'm like, or my partner at the time, and I'm like, hey, like you wanna do this one? They're like, oh no, I already did that one. Like it's fine. Like I can do that in like 2 seconds. Like I don't wanna do it anymore. And I'm like, okay, like whatever. And then I kept doing it more and more and more. And I'm like, yeah, I don't wanna do that one anymore. Like I want the bigger one. I want the challenge. I want the new experience because that is what has now become the standard to my nervous system. It's what feels good to me. That's what feels enjoyable to me. How can you transmute that fear into fun, into the thrill of it all? People still go to scary movies knowing that there's going to be moments where they're like, ah, that was so scary, or that was so fearful, or that was like triggering me, and oh my God, that came out of nowhere. And then they laugh, right? Or they just make fun of the movie the whole entire time because it's enjoyable to them to do. So you can move through this life with fear. It's not that we have to do every single thing completely fearless, but you can add a little bit of fearlessness with every single thing that you do.